Are you having any fun? Are you getting any lovin', my darling? Now you know what you do when you're having any fun. Hello, honey. This is Quan Nai Kid on Sunday evening, March the 2. About 6:30 in between the dark and the daylight, when the night is beginning to lower, comes a pause in the day's occupation that is known as my baby's hour. This is the hour in which I spend with my honey, thinking sweet thoughts after a hard day struggling along in the heat, and a nice bath, and waiting between the rest of the bath and dinner. I have a few moments that I keep always reserved for my sweetheart. This is that hour. Now that I am talking to you, you will learn one of my secrets that I never reveal to anyone in all of this world. That is the hour that I spend with you alone. Now sometimes this hour gets taken up by some other hours, and I don't get to spend it like this Sabbath day, but today I do. I've been very relaxed, resting. I went to church this morning. I played tennis this afternoon. I slept a little while and I read. And now comes the nice part when I talk to my baby and tell you how much I appreciated your last letter. The last letter I received is the one in which you put the faces of Vietnam, or the movie that you saw on the TV show that you said was sometimes and disheartening. That's the one. You said you'd had a very good day and that you were so happy, and you're happy that I'm happy, and I'm happy that you're happy that I'm happy, and we can go on this way forever and ever, but we both know the big thing is that we're both trying to do the best we can the way the circumstances are. Not too good, but better than many, many. We have such good health. We're physically fit. We've got something to keep us occupied and busy. And although this separation is a very trying and very lonesome one for you and I, it isn't the worst thing in the world. And I think we can look around us. You and your job in Colorado, and me and my place in Vietnam, and we can see that how fortunate we are and how much we have to be thankful for, even though we're not together. Because the future looks bright ahead of us. We will be together. There'll be no reason why we shouldn't. And we'll enjoy life wherever we go and whatever we do. And now, let's see, what else was on my mind this morning? I was thinking about the letter. When in your letter you said, I'll go to Washington, I'll go to Vietnam. I was just thinking, if I got Washington for a year, that then you could probably, by that time, Vietnam would be a pretty decent place, and maybe our wives, maybe you could come back with me. It'd be nice to live over here for a while, for some time. Be real nice. And to travel around the country a lot, visit. There's not too much to visit here. It isn't. I wouldn't want to take you visiting unless I had a helicopter. And I imagine when I'm out of this job, the helicopters will be far and few between. Anyway, I'm glad that I told you about Lou's tape. He sent me a very nice tape, and he talked like things were going along pretty good, and Ruthie's reasonably happy. I think she's very happy. Now, that's the principal thing in all of our lives is trying to be real good to one another. What you said about my mental attitude is quite true. I think I went through a process of washing my brain out yesterday and trying to wring it out. I got real mad at the boxee or the doctor, and he's always getting in my hair about something, and I was mad enough to punch him in the nose. But I went away and I thought, well, why should I even get riled up at things like this? Why not just let it pass? It doesn't matter one way or another. And I kept working on myself. Finally this morning, the lesson was on where we take sacraments every so often to restate that we are Christians. And the sermon was about letting these thoughts and evils that come into our minds go. And coming out of church, there was old Doc. So I said, "Morning, Doc." He shook hands, and he still pesters me, but I mean my attitude was entirely changed. This is probably very good. I hope the only thing is I'm supposed to have a terrible rage buried someplace deep in me, and I've got to get it out some way. And I think about getting it out, and somebody come in and cut me off there a minute. Let's see, I was talking about the mental attitude. Yeah, man, and it might be that I am changing mental attitudes. I'm all the times though, when I talk to you, of course, I'm feeling pretty good. I've learned not to let the little petty things get involved in our conversation with one another. I know that you have plenty of problems, and when you write me, you don't tell me too much of them. You tell me once in a while that you're having trouble with somebody, but not too often. So I think that's probably some of the things you hear in me, just only the very best, not the very best, because I don't mind telling you, but I do feel good when I'm talking to you most of the time, because I think about you and I sit here and look at your picture and I have some beautiful thoughts in mind, and that's what I try to send to you, to a beautiful person with a beautiful mind. And I like to just be on the same frequency that you're on, and so that our bodies, our minds, our electrical impulses are in tune with one another, and we have rapport. That's what we have, rapport. Well, I played tennis today with Ed Dillery. We played a couple of sets. It's a little harder for me to get along now that I'm carrying a little extra weight, but it's not impossible for me to get along. So I slowly went through two sets, and although I got beat both sets, I was pretty satisfied at 4-6 and 6-2, I think, was the last one. But I have a good time, and the things I bought for my wrists work real good, and the tennis racket I bought works real good. And so I got another check the other day, and that works real good, and everything going along fine. By the way, I got the W-2 form, and O'Carley made a pile of jack last year, what he's used to making. He made a pile, and I think that I'd like to hang on to this as long as possible and get some of that stuff in the bank, the long green, as long as I'm living this kind of easy life, something romantic. I don't know whether I can last at another cruise, though, boy, particularly with separated from you. That's going to be a real thing to think about. But if I get to go to a school for a year, maybe then this country will be ready to receive you, and we can come back together. But we'll see. I appreciated the letter, as I told you before. Real nice. And I guess I ought to sing a little song while this is running out on this side. I'll tell you my dreams if you'll tell me yours. That's just the opposite, see. You tell me your dreams and I'll tell you mine. My dreams are sweet, dear, with love divine. Why keep me waiting? Why make me pine? You tell me your dreams and I'll tell you mine. When I sing, this old needle goes clear over to the red mark.